You're listening to an On The Move Media Co. production.
It's important to note when you're looking at a compression sock, you want it to be medical grade and you want it to have this funnel type of shape. So it's where it's tightest at the ankle and it lessens up through the calf. And what that does is it flushes out lactic acid that causes cramping. Of course, most people know it as improving circulation, which improves swelling in the lower extremity. But flushing out that lactic acid reduces cramping. It also helps with stabilizing the calf. So when you're running and your muscles are shifting around, that's not only causing unnecessary fatigue, but it's also can cause wear and tear on the shin, which causes shin splints. So keeping that calf stabilized when you're running reduces that wear and tear. It can help prevent injury and just make your legs feel lighter and better when running. And it also kind of helps start the recovery process during your workout versus just waiting until after putting on the socks. Of course, you can do that too. But there are a ton of benefits and something that not only athletes can benefit from, but you know, wearing them day to day, if you're on your feet all day, just helping your legs feel better, feel lighter, and not having that dragging, swelling feeling at the end of the day.
That was Tori Jackson. This is Marnie Salop. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, Marnie on the Move. Each week, I will be inviting interesting, innovative movers and shakers to join me on the show and share their story. You will discover and hear from thought leaders, experts, influencers, and entrepreneurs from the worlds of wellness, sports, beauty, fitness, fashion, and more. Marnie on the Move will feature an eclectic mix of people I know, work with, and think are generally doing cool things. On each episode, I sync up with my guests about life, career, and training, and showcase their expertise and story. Hello, welcome, and welcome back to the Marnie on the Move podcast. I'm your host, Marnie Salop. Today on the podcast, I sync up with Tori Jackson, Vice President of CEP Compression, to get an inside look as to where the world-famous compression wear company began. Tori dials me in to the variety of compression sleeves and socks developed by CEP Compression and how and when to use them as athletes or just simply busy lifestylers. She also sheds light on what's in the pipeline for CEP Compression this year and next, and the training that keeps her fueled for success as a new mom and busy executive. You are going to love this conversation, and I'm sure you're going to walk away with lots of new information about compression, when and where to use the socks versus the sleeves for your arms, for your legs, and the amazing, amazing products that CEP Compression makes for. Shout out to our partners at Ketone IQ. More about that later. Now, on to my conversation with Tori. Welcome to the Marnie on the Move podcast. It's great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome. So you've been at CEP now for almost a decade.
Yes.
Talk to me about how you got your start in this industry and where you came from before and why you chose to come to CEP.
Athletics have always been a big part of my life. I grew up playing all sports, and I ended up playing Division I soccer for 4 years at Radford University. From there, I moved back home, originally from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I moved back home. And my first job out of school was working at our local triathlon store. And that's where I was first introduced to CEP. It was the one brand that actually stood out to me in the store because, you know, it was backed by a medical company. We had sold tons of different compression socks at the time. And that was the one category that I felt really comfortable selling. And so CEP came for the Rock and Roll Virginia Beach Marathon, and I volunteered to work the CEP booth through our store, and I loved it. I had a great time. I met one of the managers at the time and said, hey, you want to come down to North Carolina and apply for an inside sales position? And I was like, heck yeah. I wanted to get out of my parents' house, move somewhere, start my big girl career. And so I ended up getting the job. I moved down to Burlington, North Carolina, and I worked as an inside sales associate for a few years, just kind of being the internal go-to for all of our reps out in the field. And then from there, I worked my way up to doing events. So we were one of the major sponsors of the Rock and Roll Marathon Series for a number of years. And, you know, being able to travel, I never really traveled too much outside of, you know, travel soccer growing up. So I got to explore all over the U.S. going to those marathons, was the event manager for a few years. And my passion is really in the marketing side of things. So then kind of just worked my way up from there to marketing manager. And then, you know, with our experience and we're continuing to grow, kind of developed the marketing department. I mean, when I first started, we were really small, and then progressed from, you know, to the marketing director and now the vice president of CEP USA. And we are in a really exciting spot and just really pumped of where we've come and where I've come in my career too.
It's so interesting because, like, I've been a triathlete now for almost 13 years, like doing triathlon. And I remember when I first tried the CEP compression socks. What's the story behind this brand? I know it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, so CEP is the sports and lifestyle division of our parent company, Medi, which is a global leader of medical compression. So like pharmaceutical compression that you would see, you know, in hospitals and things like that. They are a global leader in that category, and it's a family-owned and operated business out of Bayreuth, Germany. So we are a German company. We work very close with our German colleagues. And one of the founders, Dr. Mike, he decided back in 2007 that runners or athletes in general could benefit from compression just as much as patients could. And so they worked and they developed a compression sock for essentially to start out running, and they gave it to one of the triathlon runners, and he actually set a world record at the European Championships wearing our bright white CEP knee-high socks. And from there, it just kind of took off. I think they said that they sold out that the next day online. And from there, we've really grown and developed, you know, socks for different categories, different athletics. And it's just really taken off from there. But that's kind of the where we came from. So we have that medical expertise, but also, you know, we've developed it with athletes in mind.
So what exactly is compression and how does it work?
Yeah, so it's important to note when you're looking at a compression sock, you want it to be medical grade and you want it to have this this funnel type of shape. So it's where it's tightest at the ankle and it lessens up through the calf. And what that does is it flushes out lactic acid that causes cramping. Of course, most people know it as improving circulation, which improves swelling in the lower extremity. But flushing out that lactic acid reduces cramping. It also helps with stabilizing the calf. So when you're running and your muscles are shifting around, that's not only causing unnecessary fatigue, but it's also can cause wear and tear on the shin, which causes shin splints. So keeping that calf stabilized when you're running reduces that wear and tear. It can help prevent injury and just make your legs feel lighter and better when running. And it also kind of helps start the recovery process during your workout versus just waiting until after putting on the socks. Of course, you can do that too. But there are a ton of benefits, and it's something that not only athletes can benefit from, but, you know, wearing them day to day, if you're on your feet all day, just helping your legs feel better, feel lighter, right, and not having that draggy, swelling feeling at the end of the day.
And also for travel, right? Like when you fly,
yes,
especially
absolutely,
for, you know, athletes, but also just everyday people. I remember I had a friend like ages ago who just used to wear compression socks. And actually, I think he was the person who kind of got me into them. He was just wearing them because he traveled a lot for work on the plane.
Yes, exactly. So if you're sitting for long periods or on your feet, anytime putting on the compression socks, you're just going to feel a lot better when you get to your destination or at the end of the day.
And you mentioned recovery. So when you're out doing a marathon or you're doing a triathlon, if you're wearing these socks, it's like helping keep your calf in a good place in terms of like the blood flow and circulation. And then you just keep them on post-race and it continues, the recovery continues.
Exactly. And I mean, of course, you might want to switch them out, have an extra pair on hand if you, you know, sweaty, don't want to like sit and recover in them. But they feel so good, especially, you know, after a long day of training or race day and you put them on. I even remember when I was pregnant, putting them on.
Yeah.
It's an instant relief and you can really feel the difference with CEP.
Now, there's different lengths I've noticed, like, you know, there's like mid-calf, ankle, high, close to your knee, and then there's also just the sleeve. So what do you use when? Is it like just a preference? Yeah, talk to me about that.
Yeah, we get that question all the time. So the two main products, you know, what's the difference between the tall sock and the calf sleeve? So the tall sock is a two-in-one. You can use it during activity and you can use it for recovery after. Now the calf sleeve is a great introductory product to compression. So you can wear the product that, or the sock essentially that you've been training in that you're most comfortable in, but then put on that calf sleeve with it and have the benefits of the preventing shin splints, helping with calf cramping and things like that. But you do want to take that that calf sleeve off once you're done with your activity. Not having that compression over the foot isn't ideal for recovery. So we say the tall sock, great for during and after, and then the calf sleeve is just going to be used for during. You know, it's at a lower price point, but you just don't have that added benefit of over the foot. And then when it comes to the mid-cut socks, this is my favorite length. It's like the crew cut sock. It's still medical grade compression within the sock. It helps reduce chances of twisting your ankle. It helps with arch support. All of our socks are blister-free and moisture wicking. So you just feel the difference when you put on a CEP sock, no matter what height it is. But as you get into the lower lengths of our socks, you know, our no-shows, are just a great performance sock all around. They don't have any medical grade compression in them. So if you're looking for a good in-betweener, go with the mid-cut sock.
Okay.
It's a cool fashionable length too. And you can understand how great your feet can feel with that product.
And you mentioned moisture wicking and blister free. So are the socks, are they wool also? Are they like, what are they made out of? I was just curious personally, because I was wearing them in the winter and I was like, are these also warm or do I need to wear other socks over them?
Yeah, so we do have some socks that we incorporate wool. That would be for our colder weather socks, the colder weather line. So we create socks dependent on the sport. So we do have ski socks, we have cold weather socks, and we have hike socks, and we do incorporate wool into some of those, in those, because those sports require a lot of times, you know,
it's cold.
Warmth.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we do incorporate the wool into those products, and then we do have some, you know, that are just our standard core line. But there is a lot of people think that compression is going to make you hot. But actually wearing a compression sock and improving that blood flow, there's been studies where it can actually cool you down rather than, you know, when you're injured and you get swelling, things get hot. Well, keeping all of that flowing, we have different lines, products with different breathabilities and things like that. So we have a product for your needs somewhere, whether, you know, even if you're an athlete or not, like we have these different types of products to cater to the sports, the shoes you're wearing, and things like that.
Shout out to our partners at Ketone IQ. Ketone IQ is fuel for your brain. These exogenous ketones give you a clean energy boost without sugar or caffeine. I am a big fan of exogenous ketones for training, racing, and everyday health. They increase your energy, your focus, and metabolic flexibility. They are also the brain's preferred fuel source over glucose. I've been using Ketone IQ individual shots on training runs and in races. Usually I take one 30 minutes before a run or a ride, which I feel about 20 minutes into my session. I drink a second bottle after an hour, and so on. One of my favorite things about Ketone IQ is that it's drinkable, which is key when it comes to exogenous ketones. They are an asset to whatever nutrition plan you are following, and you don't have to give up your carbs. They work independently. Imagine you're in a traffic jam, and suddenly a new lane opens up. This is the exogenous ketone lane. Ketone IQ works with top Olympic athletes like Des Linden and Michael Andrews, Ironman world champion Sam Laidlow, and top world tour cycling team, Team Visma Lisabite. It's time to level up your athletic performance and everyday health by adding Ketone IQ to your workouts and daily routine. Visit ketone.com/Marnie for 30% off your first subscription order. Discount is automatically applied at checkout. That's ketoneiq.com/Marnie. Back to our conversation. Yeah, I mean, I'm super curious about that kind of stuff too, because I've been dialed into CEP throughout my entire career as an athlete, right? Like I've worn the sleeve that's for plantar fasciitis, which is also super helpful, right? And especially if you wear it when you're running, for me anyway, it brings an awareness. It's like, you know, having like the KT tape on, but like it's not going to roll off your leg while you're running.
Exactly.
You know, it's a great tool if you do have plantar fasciitis. I found it tremendously helpful.
Yeah, it's one of our best-selling products, and I love talking about our Ortho line. You know, CEP and Medi We're known for our compression, but what a lot of people don't know is that we're also really versed in orthopedics. So we have our own R&D, our own product development, our own factories that produce all of our ortho line. And so you're getting top of the line ortho products that are designed for athletes, so people can feel confident running a marathon in these products for a knee or, you know, an ankle sleeve. We have Achilles braces and things like that, knowing they're getting it from a medical company, but it's developed for athletics. So it's different than that strap-on Velcro, you know, rugged brace that you would get from CVS. Like, this is designed for athletes, but with that medical background incorporated into it. So it's the real deal, and I love our ortho line. I mean, if you have any type of ailment, you should definitely just check it out.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't, but if you do, we
have. No, but I know a lot. Every athlete always has something. So, you know, it's good to know that there are solutions, like, besides not actually running, right?
Exactly.
I know I saw some athletes wearing during the Ironman World Championships in Kona. I saw Sam Laidlow was wearing a compression sock. I don't know if it, I'm pretty sure it was your brand. I wasn't sure if you guys were sponsoring him, but he said no, right? You're not, right?
No,
he was just wearing them.
Yes. And those are the best endorsements when you know, it's not a sponsorship and they're voluntarily wearing these and they're performing so well. So we love to see those types of things.
Yeah. I mean, in my mind, I was like, how could somebody be wearing such a high sock in 100 degrees? But
Yeah, we make, I mean, we have our ultralight line, which is, 30% more breathable. It's a thinner material for those hotter climates and hotter training days. So that's just an option. We have different options and a whole portfolio.
You have a lot of great products, and I'm like heavily deep diving into the whole product portfolio because that is my personality. But also, like, as a brand, I mean, you've been, like we said in the beginning, like, you've been there for a decade. You're doing a lot on the marketing side, obviously. So how have you kind of grown the brand from the initial products to where you are now, and where do you see it going?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's still so much opportunity with CEP and being able to see it go from just being compression socks to now we have apparel, we have ortho, we have recovery, we have accessories. And so to see it grow into these categories and have specialized products for specialized sports is so incredible. And, you know, it's been so fun working with our German team. You know, everything marketing-wise comes from Germany, and being able to work with them and Americanize the content and push it out through all of our channels has been really fun, and it's been challenging at times, but that's what keeps me going, keeps it interesting, and we just learning, you know, the different cultures, but what works well. I mean, it's a global brand, right? And that's a challenge for the headquarter to be able to create content. But, you know, they listen to us. We work hand in hand. And I'm really excited to see where CEP is going to go in the next couple of years. I mean, there's a lot of great things in the pipeline.
Have you seen a lot of success with the event partnerships? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's been a big shift, I think, since COVID and the way that people are doing events. So, of course, we have our direct-to-consumer events that we still put on. We really like to partner with our retailers for, you know, those localized events. I still think that those are, you know, really popular still and are coming back. But, I mean, we also have major trade shows, and I'm more involved in, you know, those B2B type of events. And I've really liked the way, actually, the events have gone. You know, it's expensive, it's costly, it's a lot of labor and time put into these big shows with these big presentations for every brand.
Yeah.
And now we've seen a shift recently, you know, even with the RIA, Fleet Feet Conference and things like that, where it's a more of an intimate type of environment where, you know, there's smaller booth setups and there's meetings that are set up to where they're more productive, in my opinion, and it's less about, you know, showcasing these big booth setups, and that's more of like a party type of atmosphere and showboating, rather than it's actually productive, intimate, relationship building and networking with the accounts. And so I'm really liking this shift in our industry trade show events.
I think it's so interesting that you said that, because I went to the running event this year, and that was my first time going as like a running media and influencer. It was very intimate. I really appreciated like all the PR people that did all that hard work, and it was just, it was amazing. And it was just such a good trade show.
Yeah, I think, you know, TRE is one of, I would say, is probably one of the more still bigger trade shows where we still do have, you know, we go there and we really showcase what's coming out, what's new. So that's still a big big production, which we still need those types of trade shows, I believe. I mean, to be able to really showcase what your brand is made of. But yeah, I think the running industry is so fun in that, you know, it's intimate, but it's also welcoming to to others, the people that are just getting introduced into the industry or have been there forever. It's just a really fun place to be, and that's what's made me stick around for so long. I don't think I'll ever go outside of this running industry because of that. And I mean, me myself, I wouldn't say that I'm a runner. I played soccer and I run to stay in shape, but I'm not like an avid runner by any means, but I still feel so welcomed and enjoy this industry so much, and just seeing how running can really change people's lives and make a positive impact.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. Like, are you going to be in Boston for the marathon this weekend?
No, I will not be. You know, the way that they are doing that show is a little different too. So, you know, we're doing a pop-up space. So it's smaller. We're letting our local rep and account be at that one. But I think I plan to go to Chicago. Marathon will be my next bigger marathon that I would attend.
Yeah, so you guys obviously pop up at all those expos because that's like a huge sales opportunity and marketing opportunity for CEP.
Yeah, absolutely.
Direct to consumer and to media and to everyone who's attending, really.
And our retailers too. Yeah. I mean, that's where we really try to work with them and support them. So we usually kind of go through them to have a presence at the show. We haven't gone direct at some those shows in some time. Like, the retailers have really dialed in the way that they like to do those shows, and it's beneficial for both sides. So we're really happy with the way those have
gone. That makes sense. Like, Paragon has a big activation at the New York City Marathon, as does, I think, Fleet Feet. So
We have it all dialed in. Yeah. We're just there, bring the product, set it up, and help sell it.
You're not doing rock and roll anymore. Were you thinking about going back? Or
yeah, so we are still a part of the Rock and Roll Marathon series. We we sell in their merch tent. Okay. We just don't have a CEP designated booth at every single show at this point in time. It's just with our, you know, we're a small brand.
We're
a bunch of
it's
a lot to be able to go to each of those shows with our own booth and have somebody sell the socks. I mean, it's not always the easiest selling a $60 pair of socks. You know, we really need an expert on the floor to be able to sell those things. And but, you know, the Rock and Roll Marathon series has been so positive for us for so long. We still have people to this day come up to us and say, you know, I remember you guys at the Rock and Roll Marathon series. It was just a great way for us to connect directly with our customers for so long and really be affiliated with such a great race. So we're still partners with them.
Okay, good.
Currently, just on a smaller scale.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that's such a big decision for a brand, right, to figure out, like, what, you know, from a marketing perspective, like, what are your goals? What's your focus? Like, how are you going to, like, get your message out to consumers, like, through what channels?
Totally. And it's, I mean, there's a shift, right? And it's like, you know, there's digital is expensive. There's different ways that we can reach, you know, have bigger impacts with different investments and things like that. So it's a lot to and difficult decisions and partnerships you've had for a really long time, but you just have to figure out and test different things and different ideas. So that's kind of what we've been doing, but we're still, you know, want to stay loyal to our partners. We're always focused on retail and helping those brick and mortar stores, but also, you know, trying to grow the brand digitally, brand awareness wise, which in turn helps not only our retailers, but our own brand. So that's kind of, there's a balance there, but we have a really, you know, a team with solid experience on both fronts. And so we really respect, you know, the wins on both sides and wanting to make sure that it's all around.
And now positive. are there specific athletes that you sponsor right now? Or
yeah, right now we are not currently contracted with any athletes. We do like affiliate program. We have an affiliate program, but as of right now, we just didn't have the budget to sponsor athletes this year, but we still, you know, maintain relationships that we've had in the past and providing them with products and staying, you know, really good friends with everyone that we've been partners with.
As someone who has used CEP and worn your socks and compression sleeves for over a decade, right? Like, I'm always going to wear them, you know, especially if I'm feeling like, you know, my legs are tight or something, you know, I'm sure it's a huge benefit for athletes to wear the socks. So,
yeah, totally. Well, I mean, once you try CEP, it's hard to go back to any other sock. I mean, it's different.
It's good to know that I should be wearing the full sock for recovery. yeah. and not just the sleeve. I actually have had an old pair of the sleeves, but when I got the socks, I started wearing them. And I was just wondering about, like, if, you know, I wore them. I didn't wear them in the middle of winter, but I have been wearing them a lot, and they've been great. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, we still have people say, you know, I love to recover in your sleeves. And it's not like, oh, my gosh, don't do that type of thing. It's just, it's better to wear the full sock, especially if you're, you know, stationary, to have that benefit of the compression over your foot.
And how do the arm sleeves work? Who's wearing the arm sleeves? Where do they benefit athletes?
We have a lot of athletes when we were at our direct sell events. We have people who compete that are in wheelchairs and, you know, having problems with hands falling asleep and things like that as they're on the move. And, you know, a lot of labor intensive workers, I mean, UPS, FedEx, a lot of those people love our arm sleeves. And, you know, it just helps with again, that circulation in the hands. I had carpal tunnel when I was pregnant, and I was wearing the arm sleeves at night, and it really helped with that.
That's amazing.
So it's just another benefit of compression. They're good.
That's great. So what can we expect to see, like, future of CEP? Like, what's the next big drop or innovation that's happening?
Next year, spring, summer 2025, we are coming out with our new, our 4.0 is our core running line. We are launching our 5.0. We are also coming out with a rebrand.
Okay.
We will be having kind of a new creative direction, and it's just we have a lot of great things in the pipeline. So it's really exciting. I can't speak to every single
right.
thing that we have going on, but I think it's something to be on the lookout for, because we have some really big things happening in 25.
And you mentioned 5.0. Right?
Yes.
So 4.0 yes. is your apparel. You have that now.
Yeah. So 4.0 is our core sock sleeve
okay.
line that is for runners. And so we, every 3 years or so, we come out with the next generation of those compression socks. And so the 5.0 will be a new design, new look and feel, but it's still the same compression that you know and love from CEP.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you mentioned that you run sometimes. Mm-hmm. Is that your go-to sort of workout, or what's your, like, what keeps you optimized on the job and in your life? Did you just have a baby, or you?
Depends, I guess you ask, but I mean, what is just having a baby? I had a baby in September last year, a little girl. And so about 7 months ago. And so I'm still trying to, you know, adjust to this new lifestyle of working and caring for my child, and I've been really focused on her and myself over the past year. And, you know, athletics, as I said, have always been a huge part of my life, and I am really ready to start prioritizing that and incorporating that back into my life. And so I actually just committed with me and my colleagues. We are going to run the Berlin Marathon.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Okay.
Next year. And so we've
2025
committed to that.
Or 2024?
Yes.
2025.
In 2025. Okay. April next year. And so now it's official that I've said it on this podcast. But I'm very excited to start training for that and, you know, using our products. And I just think it's going to just bring me to the next level personally. And just, I'm excited to train for that. I've never done a marathon before. So I am, I just committed to this today. So this is still new.
Well, I hear it's a great race. Where are you based again? You're in North Carolina?
Yes, North Carolina. So our marketing headquarter is in Durham, North Carolina, in the heart of the American Tobacco campus.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Medi USA headquarter is in Whitsitt, North Carolina, which is about 50 minutes to an hour away,
okay.
Which we do visit there frequently. That is where our manufacturing and our shipping is housed, and all of the Medi marketing and headquarters is there. So we're separated a little bit, you know, since we are the sports division of them, we like to have our own fun office together.
Yeah.
And we love it down here in Durham.
And do you guys work with any, like, of the basketball college, like, athletes, NFL, anyone like that? Like, is that part of your sports? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We do have some pro teams, football, basketball, a lot of the recovery products, because, you know, they already have these big time deals with a lot of these bigger brands, you know, Nike, Adidas, and what you can really advertise on the court. So we come in as, you know, their recovery partner. We have custom clone tech tights that are great for recovery, where you need to have, you know, 26 measurements of your leg, and we can custom make those for especially those larger, taller athletes. That may not would fit in one of our standard sizes. So We have our reps go out there and size different colleges and sports teams.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm excited for your marathon. That's going to be fun. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yes. I'm really excited to just be committed to something, train for something, and get that competitive spirit back in me. And I think it's going to help me kind of adjust to this new normal that I have. So stay tuned. When I figure out when this marathon's actually happening, I am going to begin training.
Well, it's super great to meet you. And thanks for being on the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again for tuning into Marnie on the Move. If you like what you hear, leave us a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. Follow us on social at Marnie on the Move for Facebook and Instagram. Head over to our website, MarnieOnTheMove.com, for more info on this episode, links in the show notes, and of course, sign up for our quarterly newsletter, The Download, to get updates, deals, giveaways, and information on future events.